From the Land Grant University in Urbana-Champaign, Illinois, this is the Closing Market Report. It is the 13th day of February 2012. I'm Todd Gleason. Coming up in this half hour, we'll talk about the commodity markets with Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. And a bit later in the program, the folks at the Andersons from right here in Champaign County will be along to take up the cash grain market. We'll discuss the agricultural weather forecast with Chesapeake Energy. High above the loop in Chicago, Illinois, they're looking down from the 23rd floor of the Boeing building there. And as we make our way through the day, we'll talk about what you can do to help us out. 217-244-9255 is a number I will want you to dial. More on that in just a moment, right here on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report, a production of Illinois Public Media from the University of Illinois.
The Closing Market Report is made possible in part by a grant from Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois, a full-service commodities firm with two toll-free lines. In Illinois, 800-252-2013. In Indiana, 800-637-3123. Or email to Cooley at admworld.com.
In Chicago, on this Monday afternoon, futures did finish the day higher. The nearby contract in the soft red winter wheat pit up 11.25 cents. March at 641.25 on the settlement price. The May at 646.5, up 8.5. And July, the harvest month for the soft red at 657.25, 8.75 cents higher. The hard red in Kansas City at $6.97.75, up 8.75. Back in Chicago from the corn pit at the CME Group, 639.5. The settlement price up 7.75. May futures at 643, up 7.5. And July corn, $6.46, up 6.75. September futures, 591.5, 7 higher. December contract, the harvest month, $5.67, up 7.25 for the day. March futures of next year, 578.5, up 7.25. March soybean futures, $12.52, 23 cents higher. The May at 1260, up 22.5. July 1268.75, 21.75 higher, and August soybeans 1266.5, up 20.75. September futures 1261.5, up 20.25. November beans $12.59, up 19.5 cents. March bean meal at 330.50, up 10.50 for the day. March bean oil 52 cents higher at $53.05. Live cattle futures finished nearby April at 128.15, up $1.35. June at 126.70, 75 cents higher. March feed at 154.75, up $1.12.5. The April at 156.90, up $1.15. And the April lean hogs at $88 and a nickel, 25 cents lower for the day. You're listening, of course, to the Closing Market Report. Here's what the outside markets look like at this hour. Nearby crude oil futures for the afternoon at $101 a barrel, up $2.33. Ethanol at $2.23.5, that's 2 3/10 of a cent higher. Natural gas at $2.43 1/10, down 4 6/10. And heating oil at $3.16.5, a penny and 7 cents lower. That's diesel fuel. Gold futures on the day at $1,723, the settlement price down 30 cents in the dollar at 78.93. That's down 0.18. The CRB index is higher at 1.98, up 3.14.12. This current trading price actually a bit delayed on that by 10 minutes for the afternoon. Here's what the weather forecast looks like. For the Urbana-Champaign area this afternoon, there is a hazardous weather outlook. Snow will spread across central and southeastern parts of Illinois today, especially during the afternoon hours. Once the snow develops, it is expected to linger right on till this evening. Snow accumulations 1 to 2 inches anticipated before the snow tapers off. However, when the snow tapers off, there may very well be a period of freezing drizzle that might occur, says the National Weather Service. The snow and freezing drizzle will create some slippery driving conditions, of course, on those untreated roadways. Here's the forecast as it comes in detail for tomorrow. A 20% chance of snow remains before noon. It'll be cloudy tomorrow with a high of 36 degrees with a southeast wind at 7 to 9 miles an hour tomorrow night. Cloudy and a low of 29 with a southwest wind at 6 to 8 miles an hour on Wednesday. Cloudy, high of 44 degrees with the southeast wind at 8 to 15, gusting to 20. And Wednesday night, rain. That's right, rain likely. Cloudy, a low of 35 degrees, chance of precipitation. Precipitation on Wednesday evening, 60%. Thursday, a 40% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a high near 43 degrees. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy, and a low of 28. By the time we get to Friday, mostly sunny skies and a high of 41 degrees. More on the weather forecast when we get closer to the bottom of the half hour.
Todd Gleason's services are made available to WILL by University of Illinois Extension.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. Hey, have you dialed in yet with your pledge of financial support for the agricultural programming that comes to you from Illinois Public Media? I sure hope so. If you have not, well, then right now is the proper time to do it. 217-244-9455. That actually spells Big Will. 217-244-9455 to pledge your financial support to the radio programming, the Closing Market Report, that brings you analysis of both what happened in Chicago and with the weather around the globe and what it might mean and how it pertains to agriculture and commodities, in particular soybeans, corn, wheat, cattle, and hogs. If you appreciate that, we would like you to show us just a bit. 217-244-9455. Dave Dickey and I like to think about the $120 level is a great place to start. More is fantastic, less is perfectly fine, but it really does matter that you dial in with your pledge of financial support at 217-244-9455. Bob Colquhoun, station manager for Illinois Public Media, is with us this afternoon to talk about some of the other reasons it's a good thing to do. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dave. Great to be here. Is it going to really get slippery like you just said out there or what?
As long as the National Weather Service is correct, Bob, you're going to get to, well, Bob came to us, well, he's a New Englander, so he's used to this a bit, but how long had you been in Florida?
14 years.
Oh, so. 14 years in the nice comfort of Florida, so get ready, go out and practice somewhere, Bob, in one of those
big parking lot.
And if it gets slick, you'll need to learn how to drive, and the first time of the year, you want to stay off the road pretty much anyway, because there are lots of things that happen.
I remember those days.
Yep.
Now, you gave a phone number, but also if people are listening to us online right now, which they are, because I understand the far reach of ag programming you have out there, you're go to WILLpledge.org and state a pledge for support for our station right there.
Absolutely. That's at willpledge.org. If you're used to going to willag.org and you've got that bookmarked, you can just go there. It's up on the right-hand side of the page. I think it says a little bit of something up there, not the big red button that's usually there about pledge, but right now it says something about helping us out with the Eastern Illinois Food Bank. And
that's a great program right there.
The Common Ground Food Co-op will offer up eight meals, actually.
Eight meals for each pledge. And I lost track of how many meals we are. I have to get that so we can tell them in our next report how many meals are really going out there.
Yeah.
You have that number?
I don't have it in front of me, but it's a great deal, and we really do appreciate it. So everybody who pledges, the Common Ground Food Co-op folks will make available to the Eastern Illinois Food Bank has been up to eight meals for each pledge. So that's a fantastic thing. It feels good for us, feels good for you, it makes a difference for the radio station, makes a difference to the people in East Central Illinois.
I received two emails today just talking about ag programming and how wonderful it is and how people appreciate it. And again, I talked with you last time I was in here about the baseball cap that you gave me.
Yeah.
And how people have stopped me as I'm walking through Urbana or Champaign, and they'll say, hey, we really love that programming you have over there for the ag folks. And you do a great job, Dave.
It is a unique service, Dave. Yeah, that's right. I've got four brothers. The folks that listen know that's the case. I answer to all names most of the time.
Except late for dinner, right?
No, I don't answer to that. Well, I do answer for that one, too. But all right. So, Bob, we'll talk to you in just a bit again,
Absolutely.
Okay? All right. Bob Colquhoun is station manager here at Illinois Public Media. Just getting started and learning all about agriculture. So why don't you make the phones ring for him and show him just how much it means to us here in our part of the world. It would be really nice. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. It, of course, is a Monday afternoon on the phone line today to take up the agricultural markets is Kurt Kimmel. He's at Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Hi, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
All right. We had a big day in Chicago, relatively speaking. At least it was green on my screen. That means we had a bit of a higher marketplace. I suppose in part that's because the austerity legislation was passed in Greece, and maybe people are feeling a little bit better about the European economy.
Well, today, that's subject to change tomorrow. I've never seen a on-off, on-off situation, but that was the catalyst. That's what sort of helped stimulate some fun buying. Confidence was there. It's the first day of confidence we've had in the ag sector since the first part of February. commodity funds bought 10,000 contracts of corn, 8,000 contracts of bean, 4,000 contracts of wheat, 2,000 meal, and 3,000 soybean oil future contracts today. And so that gave definite support. Last Friday there, the corn and wheat did hit some downside targets and saw a little profit taking there late Friday, kind of followed through last night and today, sort of helped give the market some strength. And, of course, fundamentally, we're getting a little help. Saw 120,000 tons of U.S. beans sold unknown. Continue to see analysts come in and sort of downgrade the South American crop. And producers continue to be tight holders of the inventory they have left on this old crop, stimulating some higher cash bids here to try to shake some grain loose out in the countryside here, Todd.
Well, I suggested it was a big day. I had no idea that it felt as good as it did. Technically, is it, and fundamentally, you think this is, I don't know about a turning point day, but it's an important day, it sounds to me.
Well, I think corn and wheat is constructive to hold together here. The cyclical counts still point to some lows here as we move along. I don't know if corn and wheat can really giddy up and go for, say, right at the moment here. Beans are starting to take out this neckline on the head and shoulders chart. A lot of other advisory firms are starting to see that now and starting to talk a little technical positive news there in the bean chart. So beans might be able to hang in there and be a little bit better shape than the corn and wheat. But overall, I don't see a huge up or a huge down here until we get more into the March 31st planting intentions report and see what acres we're going to be working with, seeing what type of stocks numbers we have come at us here as we get into March.
Okay, so as people listen to this after the fact and they want to go and look maybe at this bean chart, where are we looking at the head and shoulders and what does it look like? Explain a bit about what it means and what kind of upside potential it shows to us.
It's called a sort of inverted head and shoulders, and if you look at the bean chart, we've got a low here a week of October 3rd. Then we made a broader base low the end of November, 1st of December. A couple weeks here we've got a low. Then we came back down here first part of January and made another little low there. And if you look at it, it's a sort of upside down head and shoulders. October is the shoulder, November, December, sort of the head, and this January is sort of the other shoulder. And what you do is sort of connect those highs there. That's called the neckline.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when you get above the neckline there and get some closes above that, what you do is you can swing that up. It's about a dollar between the head and the neckline there. You can swing it up where it breaks out there. And also, too, you can come in and take some of the high we made in September versus the December low and do some simple retracements to try to get some upside objectives. So the bean chart's quite fun to look at because there's several things you can look at and through there to give confidence that there's some upside potential here as we move into March, April.
Of course, technicals all have to be supported by fundamentals, and fundamentally the supply coming out of South America looks like it's smaller than expected.
We've seen a lot of bearishness in the bean complex this winter. I think we've priced a lot of it in, and like you said, old crop. Seeing a little smaller crop in the southern hemisphere. When you look on out to new crop, the numbers this morning from the USDA showed a million less acres. And when you put yield on that, we could be into a smaller crop situation this new crop year. And when you talk to guys, they're still in the mode to go with corn. And so if there's some confirmation, we don't see an increase of new crop acres here in the U.S., and we do get a little weather concerns through the growing season here, this bean market might be the spot to be in here as we move into this summer time window.
Now, you mentioned those numbers from the United States Department of Agriculture released this morning. Anything else that piqued your interest out of them?
They had, this bean acreage down a bit from what the trade's looking at. They had 2 million more wheat acres. Corn acres was 94 million. The other thing was looking at maybe a little smaller cotton crop. And the thing in the wheat, too, some of the CRP ground coming out of production is in that western area, northwest, and they thought maybe that ground coming out would be a little bit more in the spring wheat area. So the weather cooperates, we might see a little larger spring wheat number coming at us, Todd.
We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Very good. Enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm. That's Kurt Kimmel. He's with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on a Monday afternoon and does that. He's one of many analysts that you hear on our radio station. One of the very many reasons that you probably should dial this number at 217-244-9455 and pledge your financial support. It's quick. It's simple. It's pretty darn easy to do. Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. Whatever you do, make sure you do dial in right now. That number again is 217-244-9455. Pledge your financial support to the Closing Market Report, all the ag programming that you find on WILLAG.org. And if you're listening online, you can just visit that website up on the right-hand side of the corner. Hit the little button up there. I believe today is not showing as red, but says a little bit of something about the Eastern Illinois Food Bank and the local co-op. We're joining with them, and each time somebody pledges, we manage to give 8 meals to the food bank. It's important stuff to do. Thanks so much for doing it. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Up next, you know, the crop rotation a farmer chooses can make a great big difference over time in their income. I'll have a report on how the ag economists at the University of Illinois have explored how a 50-50 rotation differs from, say, well, continuous corn.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 95 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Farmers throughout the Midwest have begun to plant more acres to corn year in and year out. There is a yield drag when this happens, and it does have a long-term impact on how much money a farm can make. University of Illinois Extension Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnitke decided to quantify the impact of different crop rotations. He started with yields. Now, the 50-50 rotation, corn 1 year and soybeans the next, has the highest average corn yield at 198 bushels to the acre. That number comes from the aggregated Central Illinois FBFM record-keeping service. Schnitke used the U of I crop scientist Emerson Napsiger's work to come up with the yield drag.
The corn after corn yield was 10 bushels lower than 198 or 188. Continuous corn was 180 bushels.
Schnitke says if you simply look at the budgets the U of I produces for a single year, then corn is always king. It is the most profitable crop in the first year it's grown. Once year two comes around, that is no longer the case.
If you only look at it from a one-year standpoint, corn will be the most profitable. But when you do that, you take those yield drags, which will reduce returns over time. Our most profitable rotation was corn, corn, soybeans. So one corn after soybeans for 1 year, corn after corn, and then soybeans.
It's the first year corn or the crop that comes after soybeans, which drives the money higher from the corn, corn, soybean rotation. Now here are the net or after-expense incomes from each of the rotations Schnitke evaluated.
All right, our continuous corn budget, so if you continually plant corn, would be $467 per acre. And that's using a price that's $535 for corn and $1185 for soybeans. But $467 for continuous corn, our corn-corn soybean rotation, our most profitable one, would be $504. So that's a $30-plus dollar increase over continuous corn.
The 50-50 corn-soybean rotation earned $484 an acre. So again, in order for Central Illinois farms, the most profitable overtime crop rotation is corn, corn, soybeans at $504 an acre. Then corn-soybean rotation, that's a 50-50, at $484 an acre. And finally, continuous corn at $467 an acre. Net income. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
Support for the Closing Market Report comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Monday afternoon. Have you dialed in your financial support yet? I hope so, but if not, dial right now, 217-244-9455. Jenny Springer of the Andersons from right here in Champaign County is on the phone line to take up the cash grain market. Hi, Jenny. How are you?
I'm good, Todd. And yourself?
Oh, I'm really good. So we had a little setback last week. Things are turning green today. Farmers calling in and asking what's up, or are they still moving grain?
I mean, obviously, the guys, when they see a big up like this, they're calling to find out what's going on. And, you know, the best thing that we can, you know, kind of come up with here is, A, we had South America, or Southern Brazil, to be more specific, miss some rains over the weekend, and their next chance of rain isn't till the end of the week, towards next weekend. So that kind of had a play on the market today. Also, and I know this doesn't affect beans directly, but Egypt bought wheat over the weekend. So that kind of puts us back into play as far as, you know, we are in the market again for export corn and beans and wheat.
You know, they're wondering, but they're not playing yet today, are they?
Right.
Okay, so when do you think the next time they'll drop into the market might be for corn?
As far as
making new sales
for the farmer,
yep, old crop.
I think it just seems every time we get back near that 650 mark, a guy's willing to sell it again. So I don't know how many more times we have to get there before, you know, a guy realizes, hey, this has been a gift again, you know, and try to sell it. Because, you know, even on or last week when we traded above 650, we were there for 5 to 10 minutes, and then we traded back below it and didn't get back there again. So, you know, I think it's 650 is another chance for a guy to sell again.
All right. And your bids for the day?
Cash corn delivered to Champaign, 651. March corn, 652. Fall 2012 corn, 542. February soybeans, or delivery for February and March, is 1242. And fall 2012 is 1229.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.
Jenny Springer is with the Andersons. She's right here in Champaign County. Somebody from that office joins us each and every Monday afternoon on the Closing Market Report. Have you dialed the number yet? I hope so. 217-244-9455 is the number to call. Bob Colquhoun, our station manager for Illinois Public Media, in studio with us this afternoon, trying to get you to pick up the phones and make that phone call, Bob.
It's great to be here. That phone number that Todd was talking about is 217-244-9455. I tell you what, the more I sit in this room with you, Todd, I learn how the world of ag is different than I ever thought. It's so global.
It is very global, and there's a lot of money that moves a lot of places.
And I just never really thought about it that way. And my eyes are getting wider and wider as I listen to the type of programming you offer this community. And I also understand how important it is to this community. And if it is important to you, give us a call, 217-244-9455.
You can do that with Discover, Visa, MasterCard. Write us a check. Just call in and tell us that you want to make a pledge. That doesn't matter how you do it, just that you do it. It's 217-244-9455. It's the number to call, and it's the right thing to do. At least I think it is. It doesn't matter how you listen to us, just as long as you make the pledge. Again, that number, 217-244-9455. And before I let it get away from me, thank you. I do appreciate it. We really do appreciate it. Thank you so much for taking the time and making a pledge.
It's National Tortini Day. On this day in agricultural history in 1822, Jeremiah Bailey received a U.S. patent for the first practical grass mowing machine. It was horse-drawn, and the movement of one of its wheels turned gears to spin a vertical shaft with cutting blades. The machine could mow up to 10 acres a day, and it was featured in Mechanics Magazine in 1823. In 1851, George Brown Good was born. He was the editor of the Fisheries and Fisheries Industries of the United States, while deputy commissioner of the U.S. Commission of Fish and Fisheries. The study attempted to catalog the state of the American fisheries at the time. It described a significant part of the marine environment with 532 etchings of marine mammals, fish, and shellfish, and it also illustrated fishing vessels, gear, methods, and processing. In 1910, William Shockley was born, an English-American engineer and teacher. He was a co-developer of the transistor, which ushered in the age of microelectronics. And in 1933, the House of Commons defeated a bill that would have prohibited the sale of alcohol in the United Kingdom. And that's this day in agricultural history.
Support for Stock and Commodity Reports on Illinois Public Media comes from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, now hosting risk management seminars. A complete list of seminars is at sfarmmarketing.com.
On this Monday afternoon, you're listening to the Closing Market Report. Take time, dial in now with your pledge of financial support at 217-244-9455. It is public radio for the farming world, after all. On the phone line with us is Mark Russo. He's at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Hi, Mark.
Hi there, Todd.
Hey, it sounds like it's kind of going to get ugly here for a bit this afternoon and then late this evening. Maybe you can give us a few details about snow and are we actually really going to get a little maybe snip of ice after that?
Just a little bit of ice here, although it looks like maybe the bulk of the, at least the ice or freezing rain and drizzle conditions look to be primarily south of the Champaign-Urbana region. But overall, it's a pretty minor event, but still we're not used to this considering that it's been such a mild winter and we've seen a lack of really frozen precip systems here coming through. So, yeah, it's better to just take some precautionary measures here, drive slowly here with the precip event here. And it looks like we're going to see more of these here on tap, too, although, if anything, the next systems coming through beyond the current one looks to be primarily in the form of rain, but then could change over to snow. And that's on tap for later on, later in the week, Wednesday night and on into Thursday. And it looks like this pattern continues in the next week as well with these systems coming through every 3 days or so. Again, they don't look like big systems, but enough to put down a little bit of precip and a wintry mix here and there.
Rejuvenate the soil. Moisture levels, we've been doing pretty well with that here in our part of the world, but
yep.
Parts of the upper Midwest have not done so well. Can you go through some of those areas for me, please?
Yeah, the driest areas we've seen recently so far this winter include much of the northern plains, Montana, Wyoming, up through the Dakotas, and some of that is extended into the northwestern Corn Belt, portions of Minnesota, northwestern Iowa. And most of your precip has been farther south there. So what had been some of your driest areas, the southern plains, have certainly seen some improvement here over the past few months. And it's that northern plains region and northwestern Corn Belt that could use a more active pattern at this time. We really don't see that here in the cards over the next couple of weeks.
Thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois, and joins us on this Monday afternoon. Bob Colkeen is the station manager at Illinois Public Media. He's been learning about agriculture over the last few days. Well, he's got a number for you to call.
I do have that number, and that number is 217-244-9455. And if you can make your way over to that phone, being an active listener, give us a call. Or you can get us online at willpledge.org. We'd love to hear from you and, you know, take the time to smile and tell the person that's taking your pledge how important agricultural programming is to you.
Thank you so much, Bob. Bob Colkeen is station manager for Illinois Public Media. We do hope that agricultural programming is very important to you. Thank you so much also for listening to us today. We'll be back again tomorrow. And, of course, you can hear all of our programming anytime you'd like at willag.org. That's willag.org.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.